again tonight, keeping them honest on campaigns that love the polls, but only when the polls are going their way. Right now, that would be the Romney campaign. New polling in battleground states tonight. The latest CNN ORC survey in Ohio, done entirely after the first debate, now showing a 4-point Obama lead. That's a statistical tie. It is a significant change from the 7-to-10-point lead the president enjoyed before the debate. New polling as well from Siena College. It shows a statistical tie in Pennsylvania. That's based on surveys done both before and after the debate. And nationally, in Gallup's daily tracking poll, which covers October 2nd through the 8th, Mitt Romney now holds a 2-point edge. Today, Gallup shifted from registered to likely voters, which tends to favor Republicans. That said, though, it is hard to find any evidence that President Obama escaped Denver without at least some damage. The only question being how severe and how long-lasting. That seems hard to dispute, just as it's hard to dispute that prior to the debate, Mr. Romney was getting hammered in the polls. Keeping him honest, though, disputing or downplaying the obvious, well, that's what campaigns do on both sides.
It's not, and it's not going to be about the polls. I wouldn't put a lot of weight in any of these national polls for the next couple of days anyway.
Well, you know, in terms of Mitt Romney surging, just remember how much of a deficit he had to make up. I mean, he was, in some cases, double digits behind the president and all those attributes, and the president is still leading on them.
Just thinking. Pull back your reins a little bit. The media is focusing on one poll because they really want this narrative to change.
Well, that's a reaction to the recent batch of post-debate polling, including that devastating Pew poll that showed a 4-point Romney lead. Now consider that Pew took an earlier poll in September, a couple weeks before the debate. It was the Republicans going ballistic when it showed Romney 8 points down. Watch.
These polls are basically just part and parcel of the campaign for Barack Obama to help him stay in this game as long as possible.
If you believe what the polls are saying right now, you've got to believe that there's something huge going on.
I've said that all along, and I'm willing to say that publicly and stick by it. And I know that that poll
are
of
you...
15 points is absolutely invalid.
People need to understand that the polling this year is the worst it's ever been.
That is not a legitimate poll in 2012.
Actually, I think Ari said both polls were skewed when we had him on the program the last couple of days. You heard Babe Buchanan allude to it at the beginning of that clip. Some pundits on the right have been complaining that the major polling operations systematically favor President Obama. A guy named Dean Chambers even set up a website. Take a look. It's called unskewedpolls.com, and it purports to reveal and correct the bias he sees in political polling. So now that the polls seem to be swinging in Mitt Romney's favor, could it be because he did well in debate? Actually, no. Instead, the unskewed polls, the guy from the unskewed polls credits the change to, well, actually to himself. He writes, quote, I suggested last week that the pollsters will become more concerned about their credibility and would straighten up and fly right, so to speak. They have. Sounds like everyone on all sides of the aisle needs to take a deep breath, get a little perspective. Cornell Belcher, as you heard from a moment ago, suggested we all wait a while for the numbers to settle. Ari Fleischer last night told me he takes the latest good and bad news for his side with a grain of salt.